Good morning to Paralympian silver and bronze medal winning swimmer Róisín Éirín. Morning, Róisín.
Good morning.
Thanks for talking to us today. How are you this morning?
I'm really happy. I've come to an end now, and you know, there's one more day of swimming left for Team Ireland, so I get to be a spectator today. I'm finished, so yeah, it's a really nice feeling and I'm delighted with my performances.
Let's talk about last night first of all. You were so close to a third medal. I know you were disappointed. Will you take us through the race as you remember it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was definitely disappointed with the swim last night, and you know, it's not the nicest way to finish, but you know, I have to look at it, take the positives from it and take it as a learning experience.
So how does it feel to be a double Paralympian medal winner at these games?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You know, that's what I would have aimed for, but to be able to actually come out and do it and perform, I'm really delighted.
It's been a long week for you. I mean, four events, four finals. How many races did you swim this week?
So I had seven swims this week. I had four races and four finals and three heats. I had one direct final. So yeah, a busy schedule, but it was spread across quite nicely.
How did you manage that load and the recovery in between?
Yeah, I think recovery is the key, you know, and being able to come down from the highs of winning a medal, knowing that you have to get back in and swim the following day, you know, whether that's training or whether that's getting back up to race. So it's just about managing your recovery physically and then also managing the emotional side of it as well.
European champion, world record holder, twice a Paralympian and double medalist at these games, and you're only 19. How does new star of Irish Paralympic swimming sit with you now?
I'm really, really happy, you know, and I think I'll be able to come away from this and take so much learning as well, which I like to do from every competition. So I think that's always what's really important, is to be able to grow and learn from every single experience and, you know, to be able to come back even stronger as well again next time.
I'm sorry to ask you this the morning after your last final, but Los Angeles 28, is that on the schedule for you?
Yeah, for sure. I think it seems like a very long way away right now. I was kind of thinking to myself last night, oh my goodness, it's four more years now. But, you know, it's what we train for and it comes around once every 4 years. So I think that definitely adds an element of excitement, you know, the fact that it's only a week long and it only comes around every 4 years. But we've got competitions in between then, you know, we'll have Worlds and Europeans and stuff like that to look forward to. So they're definitely what I've got my eyes set on for next year.
How do you fit your swimming career in with your studies in science at UL?
Yeah, so I'm a student in UL and I'm studying science. So they're really great there to accommodate, you know, my academic and also my swimming. And it's just about, for me, it's about finding the balance between both of them and how they work well together and learning organizational skills and different things like that, just to be able to get the best out of both of them.
So what's the plan now for the rest of your time in Paris?
Well, we've one last guy on the swim team up this morning, Barry. He's swimming 100 fly, so we'll be there to support him this morning, and then we are finished in the pool after today, so maybe get to see a bit of Paris.
And then home to Limerick?
And then home to Limerick, exactly, on Monday.
And are you looking forward to a big reception there?
it'll be really nice to get to see my friends and family. I've been away now for 5 weeks, so yeah, definitely it'll be nice to see them and nice to get a bit of downtime as well.
Róisín, enjoy the rest, enjoy the relaxation. Congratulations and thank you very much for speaking to us on Morning Ireland today.
Thank you.